Ja.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
I'm Sarah, project manager, and this is our first meeting. Surprisingly enough. Okay, this is our agenda. We will do some stuff, get to know each other a bit better, feel more comfortable with each other. Then we'll go do tool training, talk about the project plan, discuss our own ideas and everything. And we've got 25 minutes to do that, as far as I can understand. Now, we're developing a remote control, which you probably already know. We want it to be original, something that people haven't thought of, it's not out in shops. Trendy, appealing to a wide market, but, you know, not a hunk of metal. And user-friendly, grannies to kids, maybe even preachers should be able to use it. Okay, first is the functional design. This is where we all go off and do our individual work. What needs need to be fulfilled by the product, what specs the product has to have, and how it's actually going to do that. Conceptual design, what we're thinking, how it's going to go, and then the detailed design, how we're actually going to put it into practice and make it work. Okay, right. We're going to practice with the pens and draw our favourite animal on the whiteboard. I'll go first. And show up some characteristics of that animal. So.
Oops. Me. Cat. Where did this come from? Yep, thank you. Maybe you can guess what I'm trying to make. Yep. It's actually sitting, so It's sitting, it's not standing. Okay, I see it as one thing. It's very supportive. It's your best friend in your. You can talk to a dog, it can be your best friend. It doesn't discriminate between you based on what you are. Second, it's loyal. And third thing, it's got intuition. Means dogs can sometimes make out between a thief and a person. So basically, these are the three unique features I think belong to a dog. Thank you. Okay. Sorry. Does it look like a dog actually? Okay. €1.4 something like that. €1.4 would make a pound or something like that. Yeah.
Later it depends if we want to undercut the price, or is it going to make our product look cheaper?
Okay, pretty huge margin. So then.
You've got market range international, and you did say earlier it's got to be accessible and usable by sort of all age groups. Just to, we're not focusing on business market in a particular case, but everyone, medium and technical. Okay. Big target group.
Yes, yes. I don't think we have to, I don't think it's a case of worrying about different languages and things like that, making that key point. Just that it's going to be in the international market.
Yeah, that.
That you program each of your things into, but that kept losing the signals, so we'd have to reprogram it every now and again. I think it was quite cheeky as well.
Yeah.
So that's but that's quite good, the fact that you could even have six remote controls in your
Okay, you want to integrate everything into one, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate looking at a control and seeing a million tiny little buttons with tiny little words saying what they all do, and just sitting there searching for the teletext button or
and
something like that.
Symbols that you don't necessarily understand. Symbols you might understand.
So simplification of symbols you could think of.
When you've got the main things on the front of it, and a section opens up or something to the other functions, when you can do silent. Things like that inside it, because it doesn't make, when you pick it up, it doesn't make it really complicated to look at. Obvious what you're doing.
Actually, that just raises a point. I wonder what our design people think. But you know, on a mobile phone, you can press the key and it gives you a menu.
Menu, right. Right. I was thinking on the same lines. You, instead of having too many buttons and make it complicated for the user, maybe have an LCD display or something like that, like a mobile, and with menus. And if it's somewhat similar to what you have on mobile phone, people might find it easier to browse and navigate also. Maybe.
What about the older generation? What about granny and granddads?
You mean to say with lesser number? Right.
My granddad's actually better than me at using teletext, so.
So that's a problem, regardless of any design modifications you come up with.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem anyway with the older generation.
Yeah.
Well, it just needs to be, as long as it's sort of self-intuitive and you can work out why everything's doing. Because, I mean, menus on sort of neat phones now, they've sort of got all these pictures and stuff, which makes it very obvious what you're trying to do.
I don't like the, you know, the new phones that are kind of got a Windows-based running system. I find it really confusing. I kept getting lost in the phone. I've not got a new one, but my friend got a new one. And I was trying to do things with it, and I just kept getting lost, but that's just me.
I don't know how for 25 or 12 euros 50 how much of an excellent screen you could get
Okay. It might save a bit of space. Instead of looking bulky, it might look small, but it might have its cost implications. Right.
Just a quick thing about the about what you're saying about the doesn't need to be fashionable. The so I had a quick look at the company website, and it's like the we put the fashion into electronics.
Oh, right.
So I think the whole design thing might be quite
sure.
I mean, you can still have plastic and it look quite good, but
yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be in that, you know. But that was my main point.
Yeah.
You don't have to use metal. I don't know if using plastic does make it cheaper.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, the Sky remote controls and everything, they're kind of molded and look a bit different, and the TeleWest remote controls are silver plastic, which looks a bit smarter. So, yeah, it's definitely okay. So, let's break it up then.
Okay.
So, see you
Yeah.